Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Brenna Milton, and welcome to the Brenna's Health Foundation Metroplex Buzz. And I hope you all can hear me pretty good out there this evening. And I'm just happy to say by popular demand, we have a friend, our friend back from Houston, Texas, Merlin Harris, who's with the Women Veterans Business Center there. And I'm so happy to have her back on our show. Today is Thursday, January the 18th, and I want everybody to know we have two more days to my book signing that will be on Saturday at the Freedom Missionary Baptist Church. So I want everybody to come out on this Saturday at 1 o'clock to the Freedom Missionary Baptist Church. And Merlin, I was hoping that you could come to Dallas this weekend. How are you doing today? I know you're on the air. You need to push number one. Okay, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you. Yeah, you got a little echo there.
I don't know what that is.
Now, I hear you better now. I hear you better now.
Okay. Yes, I would love to come, but I think that the threat of cold is going to keep me away this weekend. We just went through a cold spell, and I'm trying to stay well. So I will see you guys in person soon. But I'm here tonight to share some great information.
Thank you. Thank you. I know last time you was here, we had quite a few people. Our listening audience went up over 1,500. That evening, so I know they're all listening in again tonight. Your information was so valuable, and I want you to tell people again about a little bit about yourself, number one, and about your education with the military and your experience with the military.
Okay. Well, hello everyone. I'm Marilyn Harris, and I'm honored to be back again on the show with all of you. Thank you for spending a little time tonight with us. I am a mental health nurse. I've been a psychiatric nurse for the last 25-plus years and a nurse for the last 35-plus years. I'm a business owner. I owned a healthcare consulting company that's a government contractor. And I own a nonprofit, the country's first women veterans business center that me and my kids started in 2010. I was in the Army for 11 years, and I'm a war veteran. In the Army, I was a nurse. I function as a nurse abroad in the Middle East. I'm also excitedly a cybersecurity professional. I've been studying cybersecurity for 5 years, and I'm ready to go out and start another company, a cybersecurity company.
Okay. You did a lot of advocacy work with the veterans as well.
Yes, 30 years veterans advocate. I am an advocate for the whole military family.
Yes. Okay. I know you had talked to us about benefits for the children and the veterans and especially their wives who may not know that they can open up their own business or have the same benefits as which a veterans may have. Can you kind of explain that too also about that?
Yes, that was at the theme of what I was talking about when I was here the last time, and I talked to and heard a lot of wonderful people that believe like me that it's very important that you know about the service of the veterans in your life. They could be your parents, the male, the female. They could be your brothers or sisters. They could be your aunts or uncle. It is important to know about the service that somebody in your family participated in to keep this country going forward. And that's be it the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Space Force, or Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so I'm here today to talk a little bit about that and then to give you some resources also where you can explore for yourself what all is out there. It's a plethora of information out there, and it's meant not to be hidden. It's meant to be identified and used by the military families as well as the military service members. Am I coming in clear? Because on my side, it doesn't sound clear.
You're coming in very clear. Yes, we can hear you very well.
Okay. So let's see. I just wanted to start real quick with my story to give you an example of why we must, all of us must, know what the service that our relatives participated in was and consisted of. I'm an only child. My mother sadly died when I was 8 years old of cancer, and after that, I never saw my father for a very long time again. I went to live with my grandparents. My grandfather died within 2 years of my mother's death, my grandmother within four, so then I lived with my mother's only sister, and we made it the best way we could. I wanted to go to college. I had to find my own way, my own money, because although I knew that my father had been a Korean War veteran, I didn't know anything about his benefits or anything about benefits or entitlements that could have been handed down to me because we, our families, were not in contact. This is a grave mistake I realized that my family made by not asking those questions and getting that information, because possibly there were student grants or scholarships or something that I could have had and not had to take student loans like many people do from school. So ask your family members about their service. Ask what did they do, where did they serve, what were the branches they were in. Get as much information as you can, because that is proud family history, proud family history, and it can also help you in the future. That's what I learned the hard way. I went to college. The first year was paid for. The second year, I had to take a loan because I didn't have the money. And consequently, because I didn't know how I could get enough money, I went to a small private school. I joined the Army myself, which my family was not too happy with me. But military life has a lot of good things about it. First, you do serve your country to preserve our way of life. And there's so many parts of military life that stay with you when you get out of the military and help you improve your life. And I want to talk about some of those things. How many of you in the audience had a mother or a father that served in any of the 6+ branches of the U.S. military? You should be very proud. Your family contributed to this country being great. You should never hide that. How many of you had a brother or sister that served? What about an aunt or an uncle or a more distant relative, a grandfather, even a grandmother? We are proud people, and we must know this information so we can include it in our story. One thing that happened recently when I was giving this presentation, a young lady was sitting in the audience. After I finished the presentation, she came up to me, and she said, "Ms. Harris," she said her name, she said, "I found out recently that my grandfather was a Tuskegee Airman, And she said, how can I leverage this information about the service from a member of my family, a close member? How can I leverage this information to help me get into physician assistant college? I said, put it in your essay. Talk about it at the job. Join a military family organization. Embrace it. Embrace it. Some of you may still be wondering, what am I talking about? But I want you to think about and visualize what you don't know about people in your family who have a military history. There's a lot of roads to military life, and you don't want to wait until somebody gets out of the military and is long behind them to start asking them questions they may not be able to remember.
Right, right.
Had I had my family investigated a little more into my father's background, I may have possibly gotten education, assistance with things I would need later in my life. Who knows what the opportunities would have been. So I want to talk to you about some resources where you can start investigating after you talk to the source, if that's possible, himself or herself. There's some resources that you can go to get information. The first and most important one is, since it's just turning 2024, I want you to write this one down.
Marilyn, let me ask you, your voice is kind of fading. Are you moving around?
I am not moving. I am just sitting in one place. Do you want me to try to call back in?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I would hear you loud and clear, but you it seemed like you're kind of fading away and then coming back in. So,
That's better if I stand up. If I stand up, it's better on this side.
Okay.
Is that better?
We can hear you good. We can hear you loud and clear. But I want you to, just kind of, if you can, we just don't move at all, because somehow it seems like you're moving.
I'm gonna try to stand up instead of sitting. The first resource is the 2023 VA Benefits Guide for veterans, their dependents, and survivors. That is free online. The 2023 VA Benefits for veterans, dependents, and survivors. Everyone should have the 2023 guide until the 2024 guide comes out. It's free.
Okay.
It tells you everything that you're basically entitled to. Is anybody in the audience an entrepreneur?
Several.
Are you interested in buying a home? Or renovating a home?
Uh-huh.
This same book and the organization I'm getting ready to tell you about is your first stop in Texas if you have these kind of needs, issues, or questions. And it's an organization called the Texas Veterans Commission. The Texas Veterans Commission is based in Austin. You can call there during work hours and ask all kind of questions about all kind of benefits due to the service member. Now, that person will have to have his or her identification, or the spouse, the dependent, and the, like I said, the spouses. And that's called the Texas Veterans Commission. It's in Austin, Texas. You have a network of community resources to help you find out the information you need. You don't have to look alone. The first stop is the Veterans County Service Office. There's one in many Texas counties. There's two in Houston. There's one in Austin. There's at least one in Dallas. That's the Veterans County Service Office. These services are free.
Okay.
To the veterans, to the spouses,
and their family,
and on behalf of the dependents.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when you're saying veterans, I mean their families, their wives, if they are a widow and their husband was a veteran, they too are entitled to many of the, for instance, purchasing a home, going to
a
college.
Widow is called a survivor. The survivor of the veteran. Now, the benefits vary. That's a very good question, Verna. The benefits vary. That's why you have to either call the Veterans County Service Office, and they will help you find out, once you give them documentation, what, if any, benefits you are entitled to. A lot of times, the spouse is entitled to assistance.
I see.
Financial assistance. Depending on how much the couple made, what is going to be the absence salary, because maybe the male spouse has died, maybe that spouse was a veteran, but you have to ask the questions, and you have to keep your documentation or know where to get updates on your documentation.
Okay.
And the same thing for the children. If they're still at the age of being a dependent child, they may have benefits, but somebody has to ask. You can start at the Veterans County Service Office. You can start at Texas Veterans Commission. Or you can also start at any of the federally chartered veteran service organizations. Here's the name of some of them. They're all around you. The Disabled American Veterans, the American Legion, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, the Veterans of Foreign War. Ask your military relatives, have they ever been a member of any of these military groups? These groups are here to help us, and there's also auxiliaries for the spouses. If you want to join in and help address the issues of military service members, the American Legion has an auxiliary. The Disabled Veterans Association has an auxiliary. There's so many ways you can help. And then there's probably thousands of veterans organizations in the state of Texas that you can pitch in and help and learn information about what resources are out there. Here's an example. When my kids were growing up, they went to something called Operation Purple Camp. They attended that. All I had to do was drop them off on Oahu in Hawaii. Then I dropped them off in New Mexico. A week of free camp for military kids. Then I dropped them off in California.
So it's
people miss these things. There's essays that you can write, or the kids that can write and win money for college or for trade school. All of these things are out there. You just have to set aside time to get you a binder and start looking and team up with people that know where the resources are so you can find them and let them benefit your family. I know I'm talking about a lot of topics and I'm talking real fast, but just go back to that first resource I said, the 2023 VA Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors Guide. It used to be a physical book, but now it's all online.
Okay, okay. Now let me share some things with you. I want you to explain about the award that you received out of Washington because of your concern for women businesses. But I also want to tell people, if you have any questions for Marilyn, all you have to do is hit the number one. Once you hit the number one, I can see that you want to come in too. You have a question for her. So if you are listening and you want to call in, the telephone number again is 563-999-3739 and just push the number one. Also, Marilyn, you were just saying that they need to possibly go to the Veterans County Service offices.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here in Dallas, we have a Veterans Resource Center that is that telephone number. I'm gonna give them the telephone number, which is 972.
That's wonderful.
Which is 972-692-4939. And again, that number is 972-692-4939. There's also
and Verna, there's something else exciting too going on that you might want to give them the number of the closest VA up there and tell them to call in and ask questions about something called the PACT. ACT is for any service member that was exposed to environmental toxins. It's something President Biden pushed through because his son, Bo Biden, was deployed to the Middle East and contracted a brain cancer called glioblastoma that unfortunately and sadly killed him. Veterans are exposed to tools, to equipment. They unload ships, they unload planes, and then years later they have medical problems, but they're not service-connected for them. A lot of them don't want to deal with the VA. These are benefits earned. It may be to get health care for life at the VA, or it may be to get financial compensation. But you don't know unless you apply. And that's the PACT, P-A-C-T, ACT. Or the place you just said, Verna, people can probably ask about the PACT Act and how to apply for those benefits with that place.
Okay, did you just say the PACT, P like in Paul, A-C-K?
P-A-C-T.
P-A-C-T.
Yes, the PACT Act. That's the newest thing that we're trying to find people that have been exposed to environmental toxins and get them treated and or compensated.
Okay.
I was exposed to over 35 environmental toxins when I served in the Middle East. We lived outside. The excrement of human beings and trash was burned around us. We breathed that in. When Saddam Hussein started burning oil wells, we breathed that in because we lived outside, and today I cannot smell anything.
And the government pays you for that, right? You get compensated for all
this. They just started, Verna, 4 months ago, after 31 plus years.
Okay. Well, let me give them another telephone number, too, if they're listening. Another number for the Veterans Resource Center. Now, this is at this is next door to the VA hospital at 4900 South Lancaster. Now, their telephone number there is 214-372-8822. Now, they can call that number as well and get some information concerning that.
That is
and
great.
They actually want to get tested for this PACT. Can they just go to any VA hospital and ask them to test them? Or how do they get tested?
I would suggest they call first. There is an environmental health office at all of these big VA hospitals. That is the first step. They make an appointment. Then they will get your history. They will look up your records and see where you say you were, where you in the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan, Qatar, wherever you were. They will verify that, and they will take you through the process. It just happened for me.
Uh-huh.
I know that it works. It may take time. It does work, though.
Okay, Marilyn, I just want to thank you so much. If anybody's listening, I met Marilyn Harris, 14, 15 years ago? It's been a long time, but Marilyn and I met in a hotel. She was speaking there at this hotel. And if you've ever been to Sugar Land, Texas, there's a big Marriott, and that's where I lived when I would go down to Houston and do work. And I met Marilyn because I needed a sales team. And her and Dale, they was together, and I wanted to hire them, bring them on board, because they were so bigger. They had so much energy. And ever since then, we've been the best of friends and very close friends. And Marilyn, I do want you to come to Dallas. I don't know when you're going to come, but I've talked with Miss Valerie Ballard with Tiny Houses. They were all set to see you on Sunday at the church. But I let her know that, you know, you're not feeling up, you know, you're not feeling well. So when you when you get ready to come, we got to have a reception for you. But you can actually talk to everybody and tell them the good news and some news about what you've gone through, your experiences there. And I like to tell people, too, there's so much that's happening, so much that's happening with the weather changing and the COVID. And
yes.
I don't know if these shots is good for you. These vaccines is good for you or not. Because you feel so differently afterwards. And then, you know, it could keep a lot of people from catching COVID. But anyway, it's a lot going on, especially with him. Marilyn, I actually forgot the name of my book today. When this lady asked me, "What's the name of your book?"
That's how much is on your mind. You have a lot on your mind.
I mean, do you think so?
Yes.
We all
have a lot on our mind. If you watch the news, if you watch your neighbor, if you read the Bible, we have a lot on our mind right now.
Well, I was driving to Oak Cliff, and I hadn't been on that freeway. I always go at this certain freeway, I-20. But this day, I happened to go at 35. And just coming on that freeway, I was just going about 70 miles an hour. And I realized, I said, look at this freeway. I was looking all at how they had built the freeway, had finished it, rather. And it was just different. I looked at something, I was in a different world. So I was so excited to get to my meeting. And when I walked in there, one lady asked me, she said, "What's the name of your book?" And I told her, I said, "You know what? I don't know. I forgot the name of that book." And sure enough, I was trying to think of it, really. But I couldn't think of the book. I said, "What is wrong with me? Do I have an Alzheimer's or what?" I mean,
nothing
it kind of
is wrong with
me.
But
I
nothing
said,
is wrong
my problem,
with you.
And I kept saying, my problem
reaction.
Is free. I guess so. I don't know. But then again, I started saying the book. Now I said, "That's the name of my book." And so she said, that tickled her too. Everybody kind of laughed at me. I said, "Oh my God." I said, "I hope I don't have no brain fogs on Saturday." But Marilyn, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Dr. Allen, Ruth Allen Holliston. She sent, Ruth was a TV camera person here in Dallas. And that's why I want y'all to meet up, Marilyn, because she's in Houston, you're in Houston. Deborah's down there. Deborah Duncan and her is best of friends. I want them to meet you, and y'all need to meet up because y'all are some powerful young ladies. Ruth Allen is also a minister. She has a ministry there. But Ruth asked one of her radio TV stations here to find her a video of when she came out to a community center back in the 80s. Surely enough, Mrs. Kirkendall, I think her name is Kirkendall or something like that, she was another reporter that was there with NBC. She found the video, Marilyn, and I don't know if I've sent this to you or not, but it made me cry because I just want to thank her because she had to do some work to find that video. There was a lot of videos of the things that we did back in the 80s, but this particular video was because we had been burglarized 3 times. At the Judah Community Center, and she came out, I guess the media came out to see what all they had done to the house that we had renovated. But the joy, which what really made me cry, was the seeing those children, how they was running across the yard and just came in that door. They didn't knock on the door. They just opened the door and came on in. They could say, "I'm home," you know, like it was their house. So what made me feel so good is about, it's been 40-some years I've been doing this, and I'm still here.
You've been serving others for over 40-plus years.
And I still love it.
And
I don't get paid to do this. I didn't want to get paid then. I guess people are saying, "Well, how was you making it?" Well, number one, I've been married all my life. I mean, you know, I ain't telling everybody that, you know, to be just, I've been married all my life, and I have. And that's what husbands are supposed to do. They're supposed to take care of their wives, I guess. But I was doing okay back then, and I was actually volunteering there. But me and Abel Lipskin, but to see those children, how they enjoyed eating. They came there to eat, and they came there to get their lessons or to help with their, you know, we was tutoring them as well. I don't have that program today because now I'm trying to tutor adults about how to start a business. Because of the grace of God and all what he's done for me, I have to tell people that I'm so thankful, because if it had not been for him, I would not know what my dream meant and how I got started. So as I work with the government, and I tell everybody this, I don't really work with the city and county because I like set-asides. Veterans have set-asides. And that's why I've met you and Dale. I knew we could partner because there's, I mean, millions of money to be made, millions of dollars to be made. So God still give me the strength, Marilyn, to want to still help. And I try to tell people, if I can make it, you can make it. That's what I tell people all the time. Because it's the drive out here now. It's such a big drive for minority women in business, minority men's in business. If you have a small business, the government has set aside for you. I mean, like $600 billion worth of set aside. In fact, I'm going to a Globe Stadium, next month. They're having just the state of Texas, Maryland, and I want you to talk about this new law that Greg Abbott just passed. But what I mean, just for the state of Texas, they got over $60 billion worth of contracts for small businesses. And I tell people all the time, sometimes you say, I have factories that works for me. I mean, if anybody know what a Pep Boys is, Pep Boys is a tire distributor. When the Lord showed me what he wanted me to do, I had to know what I needed and what I had to really take my time and understand this, because it took time. He was taking me step by step. And when I tell people that I am a distributor, they say, well, distributor what? I said, bags, boxes. I started out with bags and boxes. But when you find out what your manufacturer, and once you get that line of credit with that factory, you can do anything. Just like Pep Boys may sell oil, lubricants, they also sell tires. They sell Michigan tires, Beef Goodwin tires, but they are not the manufacturer. They bring those tires in for the manufacturer. The same thing that I do for the government. I am not a manufacturer. I am a distributor. So if I know that the government has this big contract and they want safety products, and I have a distributor, I'm a distributor for safety products, I just find my factory, which one that makes these parts. I tell them, this is what we need. I need 1,000 of this or whatever I may need. They give me my price, which is always a small price. And I've always prayed before I bid it. And most of my time, I win that bid. And I always use the number 3. It could be $3, $30, whatever. And Merlin, you know, when I met you and Dale, I told y'all that same. Did I tell y'all about that?
Yes.
Did I tell y'all, you and Dale, about that when I met y'all? It was just like the spirit. When I told you to come here, I mean, I went to talk to y'all, you didn't even know who I was. But I saw you and Dale. And I knew I needed some people in Houston to help me because I had a big contract that I was working on down there. So
we were just starting our businesses. We didn't know very much of anything until you taught us.
Yeah. But, you know, and I like teaching people how to start their business. There was a young lady who goes to church with me, and I told her at Eastfield College, I guess it was Eastfield. We had a business workshop there. I told her, I said, sweetie, let me tell you something. You can listen to all of what we're telling you. I said, but I want you to know something. You better pray and ask the Lord to guide your mind, guide your thoughts, because if you don't, you will not understand nothing that we're saying. I said, so I want you to make sure you pray about what we're teaching you, for the Lord can show you what he would have you to do. She was in catering. She just liked to cater. When I saw her 3 months later at the church, she came up to me. She said, "Miss Verna, let me tell you what the Lord did." I said, "What did he do?" She said, "I got 3 contracts with Amazon." She said, "And then they want to give me 5 more." I said, "What do you do?" She said, "I've catered for Amazon." She was so happy to get help. But let me tell you, Marilyn, I tell people all the time, they better be careful because, you know, carry him with you. Carry that spirit with you because it's important to know the power of the Holy Spirit. And my book, I told Ruth Allen this. I said, "Ruth, I said, I wish you could come to Dallas and talk about it." Because people don't really believe what all I did, what all we did. She said, "Miss Verna," she said, "I'm going to try my best, but if I can't come, I'm going to send you a video. I'm going to send you a tribute." So, and she did. And we're going to show that Saturday, Marilyn. We're going to show that video that she did along with all the documentation. I'm going to have a documentary film that we're doing about everything that we have done. Because I don't know if I'm going to be here next year or not. Maybe so. But I don't know what God has for me. But while I'm here, I'm going to continue to do what I love doing, and that's helping people. And I have been doing that for, I have a record and I have documentation. 43 years I've been doing this for free, for volunteering. And I enjoy it because I'm being blessed by it. So, and Merlin, and I know you got a lot going on, but like you said, you just got some new benefits, right? You said they just started at the 31.
The PACT Act, it started about a year ago when they started recognizing the environmental toxins that military members are exposed to when they deploy to certain countries.
Mm-hmm.
And these things can make them sick in present time or later, and they started acknowledging that. But I just want to say amen to everything you just said, and I want to encourage the audience, you know, with study and concentration and gratitude to God for giving you these contracts and these opportunities, you can go forward. I know what you're saying is true, Verna, because I had a life-changing experience when I met you. I saw friends that served in the military women that had positions where they had exhibited valor and obedience, and they were experts in what they did. But when they came back home, maybe they didn't have optimal situations at home. A lot of them, I saw them at the VA. They put them on antidepressants. They didn't have a job. They were looking for housing. I said, "Lord, what can I do?" And so he gave me an idea, and he put me in place and gave me everything to do what I needed to do. And I started with my 2 kids. I didn't say anything about money. The country's first women veterans business center. All around the country, I got picked up as the national ambassador at Syracuse University, traveled helping women veterans learn how to start and grow businesses. And 3 years later, what Verna was referencing earlier, I got a call from the Obama White House, and they said, "The president wants to speak with you, Ms. Harris. He says you're an ordinary person doing extraordinary things in your community." And me and my kids and my family were honored at the White House. I was honored as the champion of change by the President of the United States, First Lady Michelle Obama, General Shinseki, and more black generals than you've ever seen in your life. It was an honor. And we have helped to raise the amount of women veteran-owned businesses in this country from under 100,000 to over 400,000 today. God is real. When he has a mission for you, stop and listen to it. He'll give you everything you need that you think you don't have because he picked you to perform his work through you.
Right, right. And you know, Marilyn, sometimes I tell people, they bring me all type of opportunities, and I tell them no because I know what I can do. I know what my, I have like 5 major, big manufacturers, and I know what their capabilities. I mean, I don't go out on the wing and just do whatever somebody threw at me. I know what we can do. I know what my factories can make, manufacture, and we do a lot. And I don't try to grasp everything because I don't have that many people working under me or working for me. So I do what I can do. I wish I did, but at this late time in my age, I don't want a really huge company because I know my health issues, with health issues that I have, I like to take naps. I like to take a nap every day if I can, if maybe just the 10 or 15. I don't like to be pressured all the time. And I've seen this, Merlin, and I know when I come out of things, I have much more business opportunities than I ever had before because I take my time of looking at my specifications and making sure that which factory can do this best. And I've worked from the Department of Defense to the secret, I mean, you know, it's everybody in the government. They have over 3,000 some agencies there. I worked with them all. And in fact, GSA told me, I'm sorted out because people want me, well, what happened to your vendor, Ms. Verna? I told them, I said, because I have to limit myself now because of my age. And nobody believes my age. But I'm thankful to God. So, so thankful. And Merlin, I know we have, we do have some more time, though. I'm looking at the time. We're not out of time. So if you have any other comments that you can share with us about coming to Dallas, and I mean, I know you got a lot that you can do, but then with this new PACT Act, as well as the new rules that I want you to talk about for the 2024. There's new rules in Texas. Do you have those lists with you?
I do have a list with me, and for those people that are interested in knowing what's going on, as of the 1st of January 2024, there were 28 to 31 new rules that were implemented by the state of Texas as rules. One of them affects disabled veterans in terms of your tax exemption for disabled veterans. Is Senate Bill 794. Senate Bill 794. You need to read this to see if there's any changes in your eligibility from exemption from ad valorem taxation and resident homestead of the disabled veterans. Everybody needs to make sure that they have the proper credentials. If they ever call for your credentials, paperwork, have it in place. There's also one more very distressing to me, Senate Bill 794. No, that's the same one. That's not the one that's distressing. The one that's distressing is the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion funding that will no longer be given to higher education institutions in Texas if they continue to promote those kind of programs. That is very tragic, very, very tragic. You can find out all of the 23-plus new Texas laws and when they went into effect at the beginning of the year. Just look up an article called 23 New Texas Laws Went in Effect This Year. And the article will come up. You can read about all the laws. It's a range of things from insurance code adjustments to rehabilitation of structures to when you're starting a business, what has to be on that form that goes to the state. Please read this information. I do have one more thing that I didn't expect to say tonight, but it happened to me today as I was on the computer. Verna, you will never believe who was having an hour-long session with veteran-owned small businesses and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses at the VA, but it was virtual. It was one of the biggest and most successful companies in the United States. They are looking to work and team with veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses and their partners. It was Microsoft.
It was Microsoft?
Microsoft. I could not believe what I was hearing. They are coming to us.
they're coming to the veterans.
Yes, and so teaming with veterans seems to be the next thing you need to be thinking about.
No, I'm not a veteran, so I can't.
But you have me. Oh, I'm a service-disabled veteran-owned small business.
Okay, well, you, if
that's
I have...
That's an example right there. That's an example of teaming.
Yeah. And I have a fantastic wood company that makes, in fact, they build apartments, they build homes, they do a lot of things. So they just brought me in as one of their most valuable small businesses they're working with. But it's a big lumber company all from worldwide. I also work with SMC, which is the biggest box company. And when I visit these plants, Merlin, I find out, I may go there looking for one certain box, like a wax-coated box. But I learn and see that these people not only make boxes, but they make cartons you can put bodies in. When I see all of this, I say, what do you do with those? She said, that's what they ship the bodies in before they put it. And I look at that, I say, and then my mind goes to clicking, you know, about different ways I can use that. So sometimes when, girl, I tell you, if I tell you God is not, I mean, Merlin, I can't talk about him enough because it's no way in the world I would have known all of this. I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't know this. When I went to visit that man who made sandbags, when I went in the factory, he was showing me how they make these sandbags, the green bags, the red bags. So do you not know potatoes and everything go in sandbags? And who the USDA buy potatoes? I mean, you know, USDA use sandbags. They use those little bags that you put onions and all that stuff in because they form it. And I said, my God. So what I'm telling you is that when you get one factory that will be willing to work with you, you always need to go and see what else that factory manufactures, because then you can see all what you can be able to actually sell. And Maryland, the sky was the limit. So I, my husband said I do too much, but you know, and I probably am. But my mind goes like 30. When they asked me to say the name of my book, my mind wasn't even on that book. I said I don't know. It was so funny. What is the name of that book? Maryland, my mind was way across. I mean, I don't know where it was, where I was. I said, oh my God, this is brain fog. So what I'm saying is that we have these moments because so much goes on in our brain. But listen, darling, I know you. We have a little bit more time. And has it been an hour yet? We got about 10 more minutes.
Almost.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that we are going to make room. Make something for you, something happen up here for you to come and just share in with people and for them to meet you. And I'm hoping that you can come to this function that I have to go to next month at the Globe Life in Arlington. I'm trying to find this on my I wish I had had this, but the Dallas-Fort Worth Minority Margot Poses office sent this to me, and that's the Dallas-Fort Worth Minority
Business Council?
It's the Business Council, right, but they're the ones, one of those people that have it going. I mean, you have to register with them to be there, I mean, to get in, but it's not very much, but it's over six, I mean, it's over billions of dollars just the state of Texas have that they need minority contractors.
Okay.
What's
the date, Verna?
Marilyn, like I said, I'm trying to find on my, I mean, I'm looking here.
When
but
you
I,
find it, please send it to me and I'll try to come. I really am saddened by not being able to come this weekend. I was looking forward to meeting everyone and being there as you launch your book again and talking to everybody. It'll work out soon.
Yeah. Well, I have one of my, in fact, my big wood company, my wood factory, I have one of their salespeople. I've told him to be in town for that too. So he's coming up from, I think from Bryan or somewhere. He's going to be up here with me, but because I want him to go and listen as well. With all of the monies that they have, they are building everywhere. The state is building these homes, these apartments. Why, I don't know, but they it's special housing that they're fixing to start building in Texas. And they need subcontractors. The big primes need subs. And these subs need to be small businesses. And you have to be registered with HUD, with the state of Texas, like a HUD vendor. The same thing about the hospital there in Houston. You've got to be a certified HUD vendor. And we are a HUD vendor. And so we have the opportunities there. And, sweetie, I really thank you for what you're doing down in Houston. Y'all keep me posted of businesses down there. And so I will let you know, Marilyn, exactly the date.
Yeah, I'll try to make it. Okay. And I'll try to bring my partner, Dale.
Okay. I will, if you and Dale can come up here, we'll try to make arrangements for y'all. I'll try to get a hotel room for you. I'll just be able to stay so we can make sure y'all be comfortable.
Okay.
I'll be comfortable, and I want you all to be able to see the city, see the opportunities, but there's so much infrastructure that's going on here. And this young man told me, he said, "Ms. Milton, can you do this? Can you do that?" I said, "Man, just give me a list. There's so much work to do. Merle, I have to come home and take a nap." Because I try to tell my workers what I need, and they say, "Well, what is that?" So I got to train people. I have to train people under me to know what I know. But it's in order for me to function sometimes, I end up having to go to sleep and wake back up. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, seeing like morning is when the Lord, that spirit wakes me up, and I can start doing more work at between my biggest work is done at 3:30, between four o'clock to 6 o'clock. I'm up doing research on my computer, actually looking at the things that's coming in.
You're a night person. That's when you get your work done.
Well, I just think I'm a person that likes to rest, and when my mind is not so fogged up, I can think better. I really do. So I don't know, but nevertheless, I want everybody to know that I'm so thankful for my podcast, and I want to thank my little nephews as always, making sure that my bill is paid on my podcast, and Miguel Booker. Miguel is also the one who designed my cover on my book, My Power in 3. I want everybody to come out, to please come out on Saturday. We may run out of books. I don't know. If we run out of books, we can just take your order for a book. So we will have, I will have my friend Ozella Sherman. Ozella is the auntie of Carl Sherman, who is who's running for office. Ozella was my friend when I was, 20, 21. When I got my first computer job, she and I was the only two black people in the office there at this insurance company, big insurance company. So I've been knowing Ozella since I was about 20-some years old, and she's still my best friend. So she's going to be on the table, her and her daughter. She's going to be one of my helpers there, and I have my board members, Lisa, Frazier, Galloway, and Yvonne, and Priscilla Jeter is going to be there with the catering and the camera crew. We got two camera crews coming, and I just want to thank, I want to thank him, Mr. Carl Berry. He's bringing his camera crew. Mr. Tim White is bringing the camera crew. And all this what we're doing, Merlin, we are documenting, because we have so many people we have invited. Norma Wade told me she would be there. Norma Wade was one of the people who actually wrote the article about how we was helping this family of six people And nobody knows how hard it was for us back then, but she wrote the article. She's still here alive, and she's going to be there. Pancho Medrano was one of our advocacy. He worked, he marched with us, he picketed with us, he protested in the streets with us. Pancho was a mentor to me. I used to go to the Medrano's house and sit in the kitchen while he talked to me and Miss Lott and Ogre May Raven, and I watched his wife how she made enchiladas. I mean I've been in them people's house. So like I told Robert, who is Pancho's son, he need to be there to talk about his dad. And really and truly, Robert got a lot to talk about. He talks about everything. He knows everything. He got a lot to talk about. But I told him we only giving him 15 minutes on that video to talk about his dad. So he told me he could do that. So Pancho's children would be there at the book signing too. So we trying to gather in people who was actually there back in the 80s. And hopefully my county commissioner will come through. I've sent him a text on his cell phone to ask him to come by. He was one of our board members. And without him and Betty and Kathy Neely was the one of the secretaries. And all the people who has died and gone on, we have so many of them has, and that's the reason why I'm writing this book, because I don't even know if I'm going to be here next year. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But I want to give credit where credit is due. Those people is the reason why I'm who I am today. With all the work that we did in that community center, Maryland, do you not know we documented? We did all the documentation for the implementation of the North Texas Food Bank. Me and Mr. met with those grocery owners, with the Cullum companies, the Minyards, Safeway back then. We met with them every week because we had to give away cheese and butter for 2 years to document the hunger need in Dallas. So when I tell people that, they don't believe me. They don't believe me. They look at me like I'm stupid, especially those very, very rich people, white people. Maybe you want to come. I'm going to tell you like I'm just going to tell you like it is. Who was probably they're about 50 or 60 years old today. They don't even remember back then. Some do, some don't. And it disturbs me to them not to want to give credit where credit is due. And when I tell them about how we helped that family in that house, I had to show them the newspaper clippings because they didn't believe that. I said we was the first to house a family that was homeless in Dallas. And I had to show them and make them believe it because they don't believe it. And then at that time, there was a mayor called Stark Taylor and his wife Carolyn was on our board. Annette Strauss, who was the mayor pro tem, was on our board. With those women help. And Carolyn and Annette Strauss, they talked to Mr. Stark, who was the mayor. And he got his friends, Mr. Folsom and all the rest of them to help him because one of them had a problem in that because we was trying to build on to our little house enough room for other people to be able to stay because nobody in Dallas would house a family. So surely enough, Marilyn, Stark Taylor started the first shelter. And then Annette Strauss, she came back and she did another shelter. She got Kenneth churches. She was a Jewish religious person, but she got 10 more of her churches to help her with hers. But because of our documentation, that's what I keep going back. Documentation brings about implementation. When you can document something, then you can implement it. And surely enough, we helped with the implementation of today's homeless shelter. And people didn't believe me until I actually showed them my archives and documentation. So that's why we're going to do this documentary. I have to do it because if it had not been for the grace of God, I wouldn't be still here today to talk about it. I couldn't talk about it.
I love it.
Listen, I know our time is up. My music have not came back on yet, but I I'm telling the world about how much I appreciate you all. I appreciate the Holy Spirit for allowing me to be in that hotel that day, to see you all and meet you and Dale that day, because it was nothing but the Holy Spirit that brought us together. And we've been together.
Yes.
And I tell people all the time, me, you, and Dale, we pray a lot too. And these are Christian ladies, and the Lord showed that to me. He showed that to me because I could feel it. And when you all sit there, and we talked, what, 2 or 3 hours that day? You talk so long. When Ray did come downstairs, he went on to the car because I was really waiting on Ray to come out downstairs. But because I enjoyed our conversation, and every time I go to Houston, we have these meetings. I have my meetings with Dale and Merlin because it's worth it. We always have good information. So I'm gonna get you the information, Merlin, for next month's meeting.
Okay, and I hope I can come.
Okay, I hope so too. And I'll keep you posted about everything and what we can do. And I want to tell everybody.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. And I have a lot of people listening. But if you have a question to ask Merlin, just hit the number 1 and we can bring you in. We only have a few minutes to go. So I want people to know that, but they have not hit the number 1, Merlin. So I know people is tired, and we're going to go off the show now. But I wanted to let you know I will be back on next Thursday. We'll be talking about. I've got a lot of things to talk about next Thursday. Well, so Merlin, listen, have a good evening, and have
you
a
too.
Good evening. And we'll talk again. And I will get the information to you for the meeting next month, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.